So after the pink carpet, then Big Fatty came on. And let me grab my little schedule so I don't forget anybody. Hold on a second.
Why do they call him Big Fatty when he's skinny? I don't get that. Or I thought maybe it had something to do with like pot or something. Somebody smoked a Big Fatty.
Look what I have. Oh, no, Big Fatty's a big podcasting star.
Yeah, I know. I remember him, but I just didn't know why they called him Big Fatty, because he's not fat or anything.
I'm assuming he's a pothead.
Oh, maybe they're talking about his penis.
No, they're talking about a big fatty.
That's what I mean. Hello. Yeah.
I'm assuming that's what it's for. So that was the pink carpet, and then we had Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm assuming he's a pothead.
And somebody smoked a Big Fatty.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3968 of the BFO for Thursday, the 20th of April, 2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A new show.
Big Fatty, do you have one of those brownies? It was just lovely. It was lovely, yeah.
Hello, Dopus Big Fatty.
Why are we dopas?
Well, y'all, you're dopas today because today is 420. That is the code word for the dope, as the hats used to call it. The dope. And you know the reefer madness.
Oh, Big Fatty, I just have a little brownie over. Do we have any Doritos around here? Okay. Thank you for calling, Big Fatty. Hi.
That was H.R. Puffin Stuff. Y'all, do you remember H.R. Puffin Stuff? Y'all, there, Sid and Marty Krofft World in Hatlanta. Y'all, it was the Goglet. It was the tallest escalator in the world when it opened. And then it was also H.R. Puffin Stuff had a show at the Six Flags over Georgia. You know, Big Fatty worked there. As a senior in high school, not at the H.R. Puffin Stuff.
Oh, Big Fatty, did you get to see Doris Day?
No. Anyway, y'all, let's see. What has happened since I talked to you yesterday?
Big Fatty, what has happened since you talked to us yesterday?
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
let's see. Y'all, we went and had, we went and we picked up Olive's car at the drugstore, and I drove it, and the Nip drove his car over to Olive's, and we got to Shady Pines, and he was feeling fine. His back was a little sore, but and he had a couple of little places that he had scraped. Anyway, in good condition, considering, but it definitely in good spirits. And y'all, we went down and we had supper. Y'all, it had something different last night. I had the chicken and waffles, and y'all, it came with a honey butter, and it came with syrup too. I didn't use the syrup, but y'all, that honey butter was absolutely delicious.
Yes, baby. Oh, did you put Doritos in it? Then we're gonna have Doritos in it.
No, anyway, y'all got back home, and I watched the news and the Jeopardy. And y'all opened the windows again on Monday night, and that was Tuesday night, and y'all slept like a baby. But y'all in the middle of dinner, y'all had a well. Let me back up a little bit. You know, we went to the Sam's Club in the afternoon, and Granny's new phone had come, and I had told him, come on by the villa and we'll get it all set up for him. And so he calls and says, okay, are you ready? And I said, well, yeah, I'm at Sam's right now, but I'll be home by the time you get. Oh, no, the instructions are right here. I thought you was going to help me on the phone. I said, well, I am going to help you, but I was going to do it in person, not on the phone. Oh, well, let me just try it myself. Well, y'all, at supper time, Granny called y'all. I you could have hit me with a feather. Y'all, it just goes to prove that you can teach an old dog new tricks.
Hey, Granny, there's a dog.
So Granny got it all set up. He was, you know, he had to do the face ID. Y'all, I wanted to be there when he was programming his face into the face ID, because I'm sure it was a hoot. It was a hoot.
Hey, Granny, is there an owl? I hear a hoot.
Y'all got up on Wednesday morning and did the morning nipple walk. The Nip joined me, and y'all then came back home, and then we were off to the Costco. And y'all, I bought me some I like the little solid kits that they have, and there was a new one, the Creamy Italian, and it was the Taylor Farms, and those are pretty good. So I got that, and I got me a chunk of smoked Gouda cheese and some lactose-free milk. And y'all, but the big thing that I bought, y'all, you know, the two trees that I planted in the backyard of the villa, y'all, they, I hadn't seen them at the Sam's Club, and y'all, they had them at the Costco, and they were cheaper than they were, at the Sam's Club last year. So y'all, I picked up four of them, had the Nip, help me choose them. And, cause you know, he's got the green thumb.
Hey, Daddy, has he seen the doctor about that?
No. Y'all, by the way, before I go any further, during the Nipple Walk this morning, it's a Nip story, and y'all, I've come up, I've come up with a new theme song. I don't know that I'm gonna play it every time, but y'all, it took me back. I thought about it on the Nipple Walk this morning, and it took me back to 1965. And I believe that's the year that that the NEP was born. And y'all, it was a quiz program for children, and hosted by Stubby K. Do you remember Stubby K?
Hey, Daddy, what did you say? Hey, Stubby K.
Anyway, y'all, this was it.
And again, have some fun and play shenanigans. My name is Stubby K, and I would like to bid you howdy do. Welcome to Shenanigans. Sing along with me, Shenanigans. String along and we will have a ball, cause now the fun begins. Cause now it's time to play Shenanigans.
Okay, ready, you know the old gal, but new Stubby K and old Stinkpot. Stinkpot probably loved that little show.
It could be, the NEP, just, it seems like Shenanigans or what he's up to. So, y'all, if you want to see what the Shenanigans home version looked like, you can go over and look at the show art for today. It's going to be the NEP Report show art anyway. But, y'all, we were walking by the dog park, and this is the Shenanigans today. We're walking by the dog park, and you know the NEP's vision is not great. And, y'all, there was a lady, there was a lady and a man there, and he was headed out, and she had her, you know, they had, like, these metal picnic tables with the built-in benches attached and everything. She had, the dog was up on the table. And she was, I don't know if she was adjusting his collar or leash or something like that, but I'm just walking on by, and the NEP goes, why does that lady have that dog on an ironing board? Yo, you can't make this shit up. First of all, who the hell thinks that a picnic table is an ironing board? But anyway, so that's the Shenanigans with the NEP. And y'all, after we went to the Costco, we went to the Von's East.
Yes, Big Fatty. Hi.
Hear that, kid?
Big Fatty, that's so loud. Oh, my God.
Y'all, as the Dune Hyundai went to the Von's East, y'all, they had several things that were on sale. That y'all have picked up a couple of onions. I'll need those to make my country steak.
Big Fatty, not spelled C-U-N-T.
No. Y'all, they had the good green giant frozen vegetables. Y'all, I was all out of my antioxidant blend. They were buy one, get one free. So I picked up three boxes of those. And y'all, then I'm going to have a cone off the cob, the buttered flavored cone, for right night. So I picked up three boxes of those. Y'all, they had my laundry detergent, buy one, get one free. So I picked up a jug of that. Y'all, they had the peanut butter filled pretzels, buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of those. I'll take those down to on the vacation to the Hilton Head. Y'all, they had had a coupon for something called Hell of a Good French Onion Dip. So I got that. Thought I'd have that for the for Friday at Fatty's. Y'all, they had the Von's East bag solids. And y'all, they've got one that is the ginger solid. And I really like that one, and so I got that. Y'all, they had, you know, like you've seen the French fried onions. Well, y'all, these were French fried dill pickles. And so I got a couple of those. They were buy one, get one free. Y'all, they've got these, this company that makes these cookies. It's called Tate's.
Oh, Big Fatty, like Larry Tate?
No, he was on Bewitched.
Oh, never mind.
But these are cookie bark, and it's just broken off pieces of cookie dipped in dark chocolate. Absolutely delicious. Y'all, they had the mini flavored rice cakes on sale. Buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. Y'all, they had the little cheese crackers, the little packages of cheese crackers. Buy one, get one free. So I got one of the, you know, it's like a 10-pack or whatever. Got that. What is that? That's something organic. I don't know. Y'all have got some Sister Schubert cone bread bites. They will buy one, get one free. Oh, y'all, they have the flavored almonds. Buy one, get one free. Pick me up a head of cabbage. And they had the Mentos gum. Buy one, get one free. And got some country ham. And y'all, they had the Peter G.
Big Fatty, you run out of music. I'll just hum.
No, that's okay. Y'all, they had the Peter G. Tonic water. Buy two, get one free. And picked up 3 pounds of ground sirloin. Maybe making the Italian Mussolini spaghetti during Mr. Cackle's visit. Next week, along with Wine Rag and Dean, and I wish I knew what that other thing was. Y'all, they had onions also. Is that what that was? No, I don't know what that is. Anyway, y'all, I spent $86.19, but I saved $73.77. Y'all, that was the cheese crackers. That's that thing I couldn't figure out. Y'all got home, put away my provisions, got my new trees out of Ruby Red, and and then I watered them, get them planted sometime this week or maybe over the weekend. And y'all, I've taken a share. The Nip stopped by. He was on another Nipper walk. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day.
Yes, baby.
Boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain. Innocently, they dance. Innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors. Marijuana, the burning weed with its roots in hell. In this film, you will see the ease with which this vicious plant can be grown in your neighbor's yard, rolled into harmless-looking cigarettes, hidden in an innocent shoe or watch case. In this startling film, you will see dopesters lure children to destruction.
We're going over to Joe's place. Why don't you come along?
We have a date to play a set of doubles.
Oh, you can play anytime. Come on, we'll have some laughs.
Can I go along with you?
Sure.
Hey, I'll see you at dinner, sis.
If you want a good smoke, try one of these.
You will meet Bill, who once took pride in his strong will as he takes the first step toward enslavement.
Of course, if you're afraid.
Smoking the soul-destroying reefer, they find a moment's pleasure, but at a terrible price. Debauchery, violence, murder, suicide. And the ultimate end of the marijuana addict. Hopeless insanity.
Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely 420. Y'all, that was the trailer for Reefer Madness. And, Mr. Cackle, I know you'll be here next week, but, anything you expect when you come to Charleston next week?
I'm assuming he's a pothead.
And somebody smoked a Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty, I just want to go take a nap.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.